Can't say what the biggest challenge has been, but it's great place to set up camp, hunker down in a great football environment. I think we have everything we need. Great setup here at the Grove, football oasis. So, been a pleasure.
Coach, you've stayed on the road before when you've played games on the East Coast. Does that help with this experience?
I think so.
Coach, you come here on the back of a four-game win streak. Is a long trip like this kind of a distraction for you guys?
It does not have to be, no. I mean, I think there's many positives. The team really can spend more time together, getting to know each other even better. Everybody's got a story. Chance to spend time in the rooms at the hotel here, or more time with the coaches to watch tape. You don't have to drive home, don't have to drive into work. You really just come right down the elevator or the lift. So, and then practices and meeting rooms are right across the short walk to the practice field, weight room, everything centrally located. You know, opportunity for more positives, I believe.
You mentioned getting to know people. Have you had a chance to get to know something that you didn't know about one of your players already on this trip?
Yeah, Bubba Ventrone turned 31 on Monday, and would have never guessed that he was 31. He's the youngest looking 31-year-old I think I've ever come across. Also, LaMichael James had his 24th birthday yesterday. Had a chance to celebrate those two today.
Coach, would you say you're purposely keeping Kaepernick in the pocket more this year, or is that a conscious decision from himself?
No, I wouldn't say that's a conscious decision. No.
Coach, can you talk to us a little bit about the increased production you've got at the cornerback position from Tremaine Brock over the last 4 weeks? How pleased are you with what you've seen from him?
Very pleased. Interceptions, scored a touchdown for us in the Texans game. He's got PBUs, pass breakups, and he's also tackled well. He's had some big tackles on third down that has allowed our defense to get off the field and get the ball back for the offense. So, pleased.
And the defensive unit as a whole, obviously you lost Alden Smith 4 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of production to lose at a defensive end position. But as a unit, they seem to have stepped up.
Yeah, I think they're playing very well, good team defense. As you alluded, that I think that's the key. And, you know, some very good individual performances. But overall, they're playing really good together, and we can play. We can get better too. I mean, as you watch the tape, you see the opportunity to improve, and certainly like to do that. Many challenges that the Jaguars propose. They've been in tight games, and especially look at the Broncos game. It was a 2-point game at the end of the third quarter. Defensive line is outstanding. They've gotten hits on every quarterback they've played. You know, they've gotten big hits on Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, all of them. Name a team they played, they've gotten to the quarterback. So that'll be a challenge for us. They really get off the ball up front defensively. And another big challenge is special teams. Jaguar special teams is outstanding. And they're a young team in many areas, in the secondary. But they fly around. They play with great effort. And, you know, those are dangerous teams, and you can see them getting better, and so could go on, but many challenges. Like every challenge playing in a game.
You mentioned the Jaguars special teams. What about your own special teams? Sometimes it takes a while for those units to gel. Where are those units in your eyes as far as chemistry and, you know, the way they're playing coverage units in particular?
Well, very good. Talked about it after each of the ball games, especially the last three, four ball games. Special teams are playing very well. Coverage units in particular. Well, the guys that are consistently showing up as with the outstanding play are C.J. Spillman, Bubba Ventrone, Kasim Osgood. Daryl Morris made two huge plays in this last game. I think he is really coming. The forced fumble that led to our touchdown, and also a big tackle on the kickoff coverage unit. Really had a chance to show his speed and just how far he's come as a football player. And, you know, many others have contributed. We've talked about them, Stu Parr and Scuda and Craig Dahl, Anthony Dixon, some guys that have been real staples on that unit. And they're gelling right now and playing extremely well. Yes, and Kasim is also doing an outstanding job. I don't know if there's a way to get three gunners in. Well, I'll take that back to Coach Seeley and put that in the suggestion box.
Jim, Tom Sula, you know, has a lot of connections to Europe. He's the longest tenured assistant. You know, when you came on board, was that a tough decision, you know, to retain him? Or did you, I guess, what were your initial impressions of him and, you know, thoughts on him?
Sure. When I first got hired, that was 2.5 years ago, I interviewed all the coaches, and no, it wasn't a tough decision to hire Jim Tomsula. It was a very easy decision after speaking with him. He's got a special gift of presence, of personality, of teaching ability, and you know, that came shining through and I remember in that first meeting. And that's one position I've just never had to worry about since I've been here as the head coach is the defensive line position. He's always got him well coached and ready to play.
He's gone through a lot of, he sacrificed a lot in order to continue coaching, slept in his car for a while, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff. Does his passion shine through to you, just how much he loves what he's doing?
Yes, I mean, none of us look at it as a sacrifice, though. I mean, coaching is a great great honor and a great privilege to be able to coach, to be able to teach. And you do all the things that make you keener, finer, more alert. And if that means sleeping in your car to be a better coach, then by God, that's what you do. But, yeah, he's got a great love of the game that shows through every day. I think it would say I was ready for the experiment. Yeah, I was excited about the possibilities, and you know, many things struck me about Lawrence and our coaches that were exciting. I mean, the fact that he was a rugby player, you know, tough sport, got football evolved from rugby, but then the fact that he went and started throwing the discus. And in 2 years was at the Olympic level, thought that spoke volumes. And you wanted to see what would it be like if he switched to football and how quickly he could grasp that. And you know, there's been some positive signs. Can't say that you know, I can tell you if it's gonna, you know, if it's gonna eventually work, but he's on the right track and it's got possibilities still. So still excited about it.
What is he able to do now? Is it just learning, you know, classroom time,
yeah,
learning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and rehabbing.
And what do you see from him just from the study aspect of it? Do you see the game clicking with him upstairs?
I mean, he's a very bright guy, and you know, you can regurgitate the information, yeah. But as far as you know, still, can he translate that to actually playing? We got somewhat of a glimpse of that, and it was steady progress, but we won't know again until he gets back out there on the field. American football is one of those games you get better at football by playing football, and he'll need more of that.
So the next thing he gets on the field will be off-season program?
Don't know exactly about that. Not for sure on that.
What are the other possibilities?
I'm not exactly sure of the rule when he can get back to playing.
Okay. Couple more?
Coach, Sunday's game is an 0-7 team against a 5-2 team. What are the levelers that could make that a close game? As you said, a dangerous game. What are the things that you have to guard against on Sunday?
Everything. You know, you start with what's the worst possible thing that could happen as you go into every game, and that's losing the football game. So you kind of work backward from there to the root, which is, you know, where we're at right now, and understanding that our preparation is going to put us in the best possible percentage of winning that game. So, it's in our best interest to get prepared for this football game, and that's what we're doing.
Did it? Was there anything specific that sparked it up recently?
I think it's always had a good spark to it.
Coach, it's an away game for you. With the links that Jim Tsuda and Lawrence have with England, has it helped in the preparation in any way, or do you just treat it as a normal away game and it's just a well-oiled machine?
It's helped. I think there's quite a few of the guys on the team. Lawrence has become a more popular guy on the team. I've noticed that. But, the team was here in 2010, so, you know, that definitely helps from all aspects, coaching, operations, logistics, et cetera.
Jim, do you have any health updates on Whitner and Reed or anybody else?
I think it's as we talked about, I don't know, maybe I didn't talk to you about this, but I think they're going to be fine.
Coach, with Jim Hopper up with the Bears, what would it take to get you back to quarterback to the Bears to lead them to the championship this year?
What would it take?
What would it take?
Just take a call.
I'm taking that call right now. last week, you activated Clinton Dial. Any chance that somebody off one of those reserve lists will be active for the game on Sunday?
It's possible. There's a chance, yeah.
And who would that be?
I don't like predicting.
Who's the closest to being game ready?
The three that are closest are Eric Wright, Tank Carradine, and Mario Manningham.
Coach?
Yes?
Welcome to the UK.
Thank you.
Apart from getting the win, what are you looking forward to most for the game at Wembley on Sunday?
To improve would be the next thing. We'd like to get better. I'd like to get better as a team, better as all that in all forms and fashions. Our teamwork, our play on the field. And I really thought, 2% would be a good goal. If we could improve 2% as a football team this week. But I might have underestimated that. I think we might be able to get 3% or 4% or maybe even 5% better with the surroundings we have here and the accommodations. This is a football oasis. I'm very excited about it. So that's what we're attacking. That's what we've been attacking the last 2 days, and we'll get after it today. Excited to get out on the practice field and see the guys moving around and see if we can't start chasing those percent improvements.
At the end of the week, will you know the exact percentage that you've improved?
we'll check there. I think a lot of that dictate the ball game. It's always readily told on the scoreboard. That's the great thing about football and sports in general. The scoreboard tells the story. So but we're excited about it, excited to be here, excited for the opportunity, and looking forward to great meetings and a great practice. See if we can't make this the best practice of the year today.
All right.
I have a question for you. Is Foyle's War, is that coming back? Does anybody know anything about that? I just love that show. I've watched them all, and big fan. Michael Kitchen and Honeysuckle Weeks. Do I got that right?
Yeah,
I've seen them all, but kind of hoping there's going to be a return to the show. Anybody know?
No,
it's not coming back?
No.
It's done? Done.
Done.
Done. Ah, oh, it's too bad. What a shame. Thank you very much.